Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. 1. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This is side number 1. Side number 1. Side number 1.
While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. May the calendar keep ringing, happy holidays to you. While the merry bells keep ringing,
may your every wish come true.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy New Year all year through.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays to you. You know what? Something just happened just a little bit ago, so I got to interrupt my little Christmas ordeal here today on December the 6th. You know, I had a few little dishes in the sink, not little dishes, but a few dishes. And I was going to wash them, so I turned the faucet on. The water was running in the sink, and I went down in the basement. By gosh, while I'm down there, I got involved in something and forgot about the water running upstairs here. Till all of a sudden, I heard something running, dripping, water running through the floor. I didn't know where it was coming from at first. I grabbed the faucet downstairs and thought, what the heck is that? Run upstairs and here's a whole kitchen floor and a bathroom filled with water, and it was dripping downstairs through the floor in the basement. So just as I got up here, I quick shut off the faucets. It was running over to the top of the sink and the phone rang. Someone, hello, Mr. Hopp? Say, do you own the property on High Street, don't you? Yeah. He said, well, here's what I'd like to know. Are you troubled with basement water seepage? Oh, brother. I says, no, I'm sure it's the devil troubled with sewer backup, but not with any seepage now. And I thought, oh, I hung up and I thought, oh, my gosh, could I told him a story? Really? What a coincidence. Goodness sake. Last night when I was in the tub, you know, I got a call from the sheriff's office. This is so-and-so. Say, we're putting on a country western show. This was some deputy somebody. We're putting on a country western show, a benefit. Would you be interested in a ticket? Boy, and I was out there running through the house with that telephone dripping wet. Gosh, I says, no thanks, I'm not interested. So you see, little incidents in life, really. And it's so close to Christmas.
With your nose so bright, warm,
Boy, I like this. Da, da, da.
Rudolph the red-nosed
reindeer.
You'll go down in history.
Did you hear that? Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day. You know what? It's December the 31st. December the 31st, 1975. It's almost New Year's Eve. Oh gosh, I just come from, had my car greased and taken care of. Now tonight we'll go out for dinner and we'll whoopee, we'll holler with the rest of them for a little bit. Just go out for dinner and that's about it. Nothing special. Just another year gone by. You know, here's some things laying here that Helen and I shopped for a lot of toys this Christmas, and the tree is still up. It looks pretty. But here's two little things we paid about 90 cents a piece. They're called Wahoos. Just a little piece of plastic. Listen. Hear them? Just a little. You swing them around and they make noise, really. So just relax, folks. Live every day like it'll be your last. And someday, you'll be so right. But what fun it's been, really. What's your name? Diane?
Diane.
All right, say it loud. Diane?
Diane.
Diane, what's your name?
Kenny.
Who?
Kenny.
Kenny, all right. I guess, does it work?
Yeah.
I don't think it does work. What should we sing? Should we sing a song?
No.
All I want.
No. Let Diane sing.
All right, Diane, you sing.
What do you want to sing?
What should we sing?
Two front teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. My two front. Now you sing it. Who wants to sing it?
I.
All right, sing it.
My name is Kenny.
Kenny!
All right, you sing. Let Diane sing. All I All I want, let's you and Grandpa sing. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Silent night, holy night.
What's your name?
All is bright.
My name is Diane.
What's your name, Diane? Should we sing?
Diane, what's your name?
We got to wrap these up with, Kenny. We got to sing.
Just leave it. Let it go.
Yeah, but it's not playing now. See, we got to fix it. He doesn't know it. Now, see? Well, how should we turn it? How?
You do this naughty rhyme.
Which one?
Little Miss Muffet.
Let's sing Little Miss Muffet.
Little Miss Muffet
sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along come a spider and sat down beside her and biting Miss Muffet away. Humpty
Dumpty
sat on the wall. Humpty
Dumpty.
Keep going.
Humpty Dumpty said a wall.
Humpty Dumpty
hit a great fall.
All the king's horses
and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty again.
You know, I haven't talked into this mic, or I haven't sat down with my pencil in hand. So, for some time now, really. It's been quite some time since I used this thing. So maybe now, today, early morning, June the 15th, 1976, maybe I'll just write or recite a few of the interesting things that have happened recently. Today is the day after Flag Day. You know, Flag Day in Aurora here is something. We had a big parade last Saturday, really, right here in town. So I haven't spoke to you for a long time or taken my pen in hand, as it were. So I'll just say, so here's a few more of my latest encounters, sort of interesting events that took place. You know, it wasn't too long ago that we had a mission here at our local St. Joseph's Parish. A missionary was here, and he was really quite interesting, really. So I'll just tell you some of the things that this man, this good missionary, some of the interesting events. You know, I've often wondered what this missionary meant. One night, in one of his sermons, he mentioned that, you know, we need not fear other nations, you know. You know, the world, it seems, someday I just hope we're all one throughout the whole world. But he mentioned we need not fear other nations. As long as they're communistic, we need not fear them. But for goodness sakes, look out should they ever turn capitalistic. Oh, then you got to look out. I've often wondered just what he meant. You know, here I am, a big capitalist, and I love it. Really, I just bought another car the other day. I've got two cars now, just like one time Hoover. Hoover wished and hoped for every American. I've got the two cars, and I've got a lot of chicken in the icebox. And I love it, really. But I hope someday we'll all see eye to eye. Really. Not that I hate to, I wouldn't want to give this up. I love it. Oh, and then getting on. Then, too, just the other night, you know, Friday night, June 11th, I went to the Marmion Alumni Steak Fry Oh, I've been getting a lot of events yet lately. These 2 years of retirement. I went and see the White Sox a couple weeks ago. Comiskey Park. I haven't been there. Or White Sox Park. I haven't been there, my goodness, for I bet 40 years. And here I'm going in the ball games again. But anyhow, at this Marmion Steak Friday night, I mentioned to several of the fellas, old-time classmates. We were all sitting at the bench enjoying our steak, you know. Even a local pastor was in our group. You know, and I said, and then I recalled what this missionary had said. I said, you know, I did attend a mission, and by gosh, this missionary mentioned that it's still wrong to eat meat on Friday. It's wrong, but it's no more sin anymore. And here I am at my local Catholic high school alumni banquet, enjoying steaks, you know. It seems something different than took place years ago, to be at a steak fry on Friday. It caused me to wonder, really. Then also there was another comment I brought up. I said, you know, this missionary was quite interesting. You know, he said that he was just terribly against prize fighting. Really, anyone, he claimed that the only thing that prize fights were put up for was for one man to knock another man, an opponent, senseless, to just try and beat him up something fierce. That's it, the only objective in a prize fight. And he just couldn't see eye to eye with such events. And he says, by gosh, and he still couldn't figure out why some of the nation's most prominent fight fans are priests. This kind of caused me to wonder, really. You know, another thing we brought up, I had mentioned, I said, now all of us here in this group, you know, we're all here middle-aged, you know. Here we are, all over 60 years old. Then I said, by the way, what is middle age? 60? 64? 65? You know, they all got a chuckle out of this. Oh, goodness. Yeah. And then I also mentioned, you know, I just visited, had an hour-long visit with my pastor here at St. Joseph's Parish. I sat with him last month during the month of May, the most beautiful month of all months, when things begin to grow. I said I had an hour-long visit with my pastor, and I purchased 4 grave sites in beautiful St. Joseph Cemetery. No, not all for me, not for profit, not for resale, just that I'll probably need one of them, and it might not be too long, who knows? What is time? Oh, brother, time, tempus fugit, time flies. But the others are for anyone that wants to follow. You know, I consider this some valuable real estate that I own in beautiful St. Joseph's Cemetery, really. So for any poor soul, really, join me. Any poor soul that may follow and needs a place. Really. And that other thing, remember that Marmion property? I probably told you that. Gosh, they got all those evergreen trees and they sell them as Christmas trees. And they put that, whoever that guy was that cut that Christ off of that sign and put a big Xmas trees. Boy, that almost made me flip one time, too. Say, but another little interesting thing. You know, life is just full of interesting things. And if you can retell them, it'll make people smile. Really, what a kick you can get out of life. You know, yesterday, I took a notion to go shopping, and I visited some of our local shopping stores, you know, all these big supermarkets, the Kmart, the one over here on Lake Street, Gaylord's and Zayers. You know, I don't get over to the west side too often. There's Zayers shopping store. They're a big store. And they're all arranged where you have maybe two doors in and two doors out. And there's just a certain way you can get to these. I went over to check on a few items, like paint and so. But you know, these big stores, you don't have a clerk that'll help you. The clerks are hard to find. You just load your basket and wheel it out. Then you stand in line and stand in line at the register. So I didn't even make a purchase, but I did sit at the little refreshment counter and had a little Kool-Aid or a little drink, some pop or Fresca or what was. And when I got up, I started to walk, and I didn't know how to get out of the place, and right there was a big door that said exit. And I thought, gee, that's setting high. That lever to push the door open. It was marked red, emergency exit. You know, I got up and walked to walk out, and I pushed that thing, and oh my gosh, I set off the alarm. It was an emergency exit, and the sirens and the whistles and the bells, and everybody looked, and some of the clerks run. Oh my gosh, what? One of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I walked down the aisle to the real door, and the people standing at the registers, I said, my gosh, I must have hit the wrong door. I was walking out to my car, and it was still blowing and blasting. Oh, how embarrassed. You ever run into such a situation? Oh, my face is still red. But what fun. Life is fun. Really. And then there's a guy that come home, you know, from the supermarket. He got such a good buy on fish, you know, sardines and the like. They were so cheap. There he had 5-6 cans of cat food. You know, some people almost need someone to follow them around when they go shopping. Really. Hey, and while I was talking some religious stuff, I also want to tell you, you know, we discussed at that steak fry. I said, boy, what do you think of the new mass? Or we brought it up, and, oh, one guy says, gee, this shaking hands, you know. But, geez, who are you if you can't reach out and extend your hand to your neighbor? Get some of that hardness out of your heart. You don't have to go running around church. You may slight somebody. You got to stop somewhere. But if somebody's standing next to you, just reach over and say, peace. Peace be to you. Or, you know, extend the sign of peace. Boy, there's a lot of hard hearts. Oh, brother. I always enjoyed that on my mail route, to knock on a door and have someone open and shake hands with them. Oh, I just enjoyed that. Gosh, people are wonderful. Really. And you know, sometimes it's even, you know, sometimes you can even be lonely when you're in a crowd. Really. But life itself is so much fun. One more little, it's, you know, I'd like to tell you, I get around town quite a bit, but do you notice everyone you seem to look at appears to be Spanish? Why, there's a little guy moved in the neighborhood, a nice young couple. You know, they said, well, they're just a nice young couple. But do you know, yesterday, I noticed six, seven cars in the driveway, and I looked at the other people up at the other end of the street. My gosh, they got six cars of their own. Capitalism is great for some of these people coming from some Spanish country, Mexico or what have you, Cuba. Where can you go and own 5-6 cars? But right here, it's wonderful. But sometimes I wonder, really. So just pack up your troubles in an old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Smile and the whole world smiles with you. Cry and you cry alone. Happy days. Now what should we talk about? Can we recede? All right, go.
Hey, walk around the clock tonight.
Walk around the clock. Now talk. Okay. Talking.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall at a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men try to put them together again.
Hey, Humpty Dumpty. What you gonna say? Say it.
Little Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet holding the cords and way. She sat on a spider sat on her. I don't know.
Beside her.
A little spider sat on a spider, hurting her cousin. Along come a spider, sat down beside her, and frightened Miss Muffet away. I'll say it.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Get a pail. A water.
Jack fell down and broke his crown, and
Jill went, come tumbling.
And after.
Jill came.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, and T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Kenny, what did we watch this morning on television? What do you...
Sesame Street.
Do you always watch Sesame Street?
No, I watch Lepto Company sometimes, and Mitchell Wow sometimes, and Sesame Street.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What else should we talk about here this morning, Kenny? What's the date today, Helen? Today is, when is the day? Side number two. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Side number two. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Side number two. Let's count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Kenny, what's the day today? Today is
Wednesday.
Wednesday, September 22nd. September 22nd, 1976. And you're here by Grandpa Hop and Helen. You're visiting today while your mommy and your daddy went away. And where is little Diane?
Oh, she's with Jimmy, and Diane is with my mommy and daddy. No, it was my mommy. My daddy went to pick them up, but my grandma Bounds, my grandpa Bounds went to church.
Oh, the Grandpa Barnes and them went to church. Okay, now we're gonna, let's listen. Hey. Well, it's still September. What is it there? September the 22nd, 1976. It's 11:30 a.m., a beautiful sunshiny day, and Helen and I are sitting here taking care of little Kenny. Kenny, he's eating his peanut butter, his lunch, his peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and he likes it. Hey, but... Here's just a little card I got in front of me. It's sort of a favorite little, it says the memorari of Saint Bernard. But it's always been a favorite of mine. I know it by heart, and I can always just recite, "Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, and sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. That's a little prayer that I've always known by heart, and I've recited it a lot of times, and I think it's cute, really. Gee, and right here's another little one I've always enjoyed. I just picked up a little card here. It's in loving memory of Herman L. Hoppe, born March the 14th, 1912, at rest March the 27th, 1971. But when I think of this little prayer, it's always been a favorite of mine, and it's on the back of one of his cards. And it says, Prayer for Peace. And it goes on to say, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, as to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive. It is pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Gee, I just read that off of a card in honor of my brother Herm, who passed away some 5 years ago, for goodness sakes. Hey, here I am, back again. December the 14th, 1976, bicentennial year. Gosh, how time flies. This is our 200th year of the organization of our great United States. You know, I was just thinking, I just listened to this, and it was September, a few months ago, when I was speaking into this thing. Gosh, how time flies. And here it is, December the 14th, 1976. Today is supposed to be one of the most beautiful days. You know, we set all records this fall with cold weather, and has it been cold around the zero mark most of this month? Just think, down below, 0 to 10 above. Now, oh boy, today they're bragging. It's going to be 40-some degrees and a beautiful day. Here it is, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just getting full of this old Christmas season. Oh, boy, Christmas spirit. I'm getting cards. Remember the little bus trips I took around the United States? For goodness sakes, all these wonderful people are remembering me. See, I hesitate to send out my cards. You just hate to send them for... Things have changed, and time takes its toll, and many of the people that have been with us are no longer with us for the following Christmas. So I usually wait and see who I receive cards from. Then I write and send them. And did I really receive some beautiful cards so far? All from, remember, like, traveling around the country from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, comes a card from a nice little gal. From Butler, Georgia, comes a card. From Largo, Florida. From Tallahassee, Florida. From El Paso, Texas. From Valdez, New Mexico. From St. Louis. Now I get one from Seattle yesterday and one from Minneapolis. Oh, that nice Chinese family that used to run the restaurant here in town. All those kids send me their beautiful pictures. And does it make me happy? Now I'm going to wait and see what I receive today. And I'll have to sit down and write out send some more cards and some more of my pictures. Gosh, life is wonderful, really. So I'll be writing cards. You know, 2 years ago I sent out cards to California and all over the West Coast, and one come back from Alhambra, California, I believe. It come back and it was marked undeliverable. You know, when you don't see people from year to year and just only hear from them once a year, it's kind of nice to hear. This one card had come back, just, I don't know. I don't send any out first anymore, really. I wait till I get them. How'd you like to have all your cards come back with a return address? Return to you, to someone you knew a year ago, marked undeliverable or gone. You know, it kind of makes you wonder. So I'll just wait and keep up my little old Christmas spirit. Da 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 da. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Yes, and I'm still wondering, whatever happened to that, what was her name? Maria Sells, who's so maybe 3-4 years ago, maybe it was that she rode with me on the bus from San Diego to Mexico. Gosh, her card came back. Oh, these local people, you see them all the time, but sending cards once a year that way, or receiving them from someone you don't even see once a year. It's something. Really. People all over the country, all over the world. Wouldn't it be nice to receive so many cards? You know, another thing now, as we go into the last and final stages of this month of December, it's really been grand these past few months, starting along in October, fall, you know, with Columbus Day, the various holidays, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, now coming. Gosh. What final days of another nice year. The parades. A new president has been reelected. God help him and pray for him. Pray for our leaders and see that they are guided with the best of human knowledge. My goodness, there are so many things about such a big world that deserves so much of every individual's attention, really, or prayers. It might help, but don't try to butt in. Oh my goodness. You know, no two people think alike, really. And just hope that those thoughts of those who have whom we have chosen to lead us, their thoughts and actions and things that they do may be so right to keep us all happy and satisfied. Hey, hey, I'm back again. Say, today is Monday, December the 20th, 1976. And I just looked at the clock. Yeah, I stretched over to look at the kitchen clock here. And it's 6:30 p.m. Now I'll tell you just a little incident that happened today. Today I went about town and visited here and there this afternoon. Parked my car, bought a paper, stopped in some of the various places I used to stop when I was on the mail route. Then I went in that little department store at New York and Union, where I always met so many people that would come in there that I knew from when I worked at the post office. See, I worked up in this section. And as I come home, maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock, driving my car up High Street, I thought, gee, you know, I always send a little Christmas card to someone that I knew or someone that I've read about and never met, somebody I sort of idolized. And in my scrapbook, I have a little letter from Honorable Richard Mayor of Chicago, Richard J. Daley. Now, the thing about it, just as I was thinking, turning into my driveway, I'm going to write, I think I'll send a nice little Christmas card to Richard J. Daley. You know, at the very time he was just breathing his last, probably just gasped with his last breath and passed on to eternity. That's what happened today. What a coincidence to just have him on my mind when this thing happened. My gosh, what a sad day it is. Here, the end of the week, we celebrate Christmas. Also, during the next few days, we'll be honoring such a great man, the mayor of Chicago, Richard J. Daley. I'll just tell you now, as long as I'm talking and telling the incidents, I will tell you just another little incident that happened at the beginning of this year. You know that state lottery? That Illinois state lottery where you win money? I won very little this year, but I played it all year, every week. And I've given them back the $200 I won earlier in the year. But when I won $100, earlier this year, I just had it on my mind, something during the night in my sleep, that my gosh, I won something on the lottery. And my gosh, if the following Wednesday or whatever day the drawing was, sure enough, I had $100 winner. Isn't that something? I don't know what they call that stuff when you have a recollection and something happens at the same time. I don't believe it's any of that crazy ESP stuff, is it? I don't know. I ask you. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun. Here's little Kenny. Say hello. Say
hello.
Here's little Diane. Say hello.
Hello.
Here's little Jimmy. Say hello. Hi, Jimmy. How is that? What we gonna sing now?
Up on the housetop, reindeers.
Down comes
out comes good old Santa Claus. Down to the chimney, lots of toys.
Down
for the good little boys and good little girls.
What should we say now, kids? Should we count? Let's count.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Two little. Say it loud. two,
little three, two little apples smiled at me. I tripped that tree as hard as I could. Down the apples.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Little Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet, eating a quarter away. Came a spider, said, Dido.
And fright.
Little Miss Muffet, away.
Let Grandpa say one. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men, couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Here comes Kenny, here comes Diane, ho, 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 ho. Here comes Jimmy, here comes Jimmy, here comes Jimmy now. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Grandpa Hop.
What?
Grandpa Hop.
Tell me.
Grandpa Hop and Helen.
All right, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Hey kids, hey kids. This is April the 10th, 1977. It's Easter. Should we say something in here? Who wants to sing a song?
Me.
All right. Go. What are we going to sing? In both of them.
Rudolph is the nose of like.
Now I'll say, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hop, hippity hop, hippity hop. Yo, come on, kids. Here, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who are we for? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 here's Diane. Say hello. Say hello, Diane. Here's Kenny. Say hello.
Hello.
Here's Grandpa. Hello. Come here, Diane. Diane, we're going to say the ABCs. Come by Grandpa here. Come here. All right, where are you? Over here. Come on. Here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F. She just wouldn't come over and get talking with me, you see? She didn't want to say the ABCs. So we just had to kind of renege and forget about it. Right now, it's a week later, you see. Today is April the 15th. It's Friday. The kids were here last Sunday on Easter. But oh boy, talk about three little live kids. Poor Jan and Ken. They must have a time taking care of those kids. Boy, would they tire me out at my age now. But they're nice. And today has been a beautiful day. April the 17th. Did I say 17th? April the 15th, Friday. 1977. And it's about 6 p.m. and it's been a swell, beautiful, sunshiny day, and I accomplished quite a bit today. really. But you see how these tapes work? My gosh, I started this thing about a year ago, I guess. Here we got Christmas, the kids here, and then it goes into Easter and the kids here. But lately I haven't been using this little machine a lot. And it's a wonderful thing. Gee, you just put these tapes away and somebody will run across these in years to come. And they're quite interesting. You know, I just got home and I had a talk show on one of the Chicago stations. I listen to so many talk shows lately on our local WMRO station. And they're really interesting. But gee, you know, from all the listening, I sure don't consider myself too educated. And I don't know enough about politics. Right now they were talking about the salt talks. I still don't know what the salt talks are, really. And when a man leans a little to the left, I don't know what that. And they talk about he leans a little to the right. I don't even know what that is. I hardly know what they say when they call a man a square. They talk about squares leaning to the right, leaning to the left, and the salt talks. Isn't that something? Well, don't get me wrong. I'm still having a heck of a lot of fun out of life. Oh, gosh. You know what I got in the mail the other day? I'm still writing people cards. And I get a letter now and then from someone or a card. The other day I got one from Bing Crosby. Gosh. You know, he just had that accident on the stage when he was filming or taping his 50th anniversary show, and he had been in the hospital. Here, I got a little nice little thank you note. I'm going to treasure it. I'm still keeping up my scrapbooks, and I'm doing a lot of little things that I'm still having so much fun, really. The only thing that gets me, I haven't won a darn thing on the lottery lately. Geez, and that's $4 or $5 a week. Figure it out over a year. I'm going to have to think it over now that I'm retired. Maybe I'll cut down a little, really. You know, I'm still keeping up my scrapbooks, I mentioned, and I got that one scrapbook that no one has seen yet. It's for when I depart. It's my last scrapbook. You know, in this book, I have so many things. Oh, I've got clippings and things that are yet to come, and something that when I go, it'll give those who have to put me away a little idea. You know, I've always said, you got no nothing of how you come, but you can always add a little as to how you want to leave this place, really. But you know this, since the beginning of time, man has always looked for contentment. Man has always felt a little insecure. Many, or most, have in some way found religion, come up with religion, which is a great thing. Gosh, just during the springtime now, you see the plants and the things in this warm weather that are budding, things that have laid asleep all through the winter season are now again coming to life. Oh, and it's just wonderful that faith, hope, and charity with religion, really. I'm kind of only, when I talk this way and write and things like that, I'm only doing what comes naturally, sort of inspired by God. Really. So now that's my sermon for the day. Not from the right, not from the left, but straight down the middle. Oh, salt talks. Hey, I just glanced at the paper. That's strategic arms limitation talks. Salt talks. So you see? Hey, guess what? My gosh, here it is. The last full week of May. You know what I just did the other day on May the 24th? I was sitting up there in a little coffee shop on Lake Street, and I see a little CBS Channel 2 news truck go by. With that, a mail truck went up the highway. It was early in the morning after 7:15 Mass. I thought, same whiz, I better go up there and visit the boys at the old post office annex. So I drove up there, and gee, what a swell reunion. I announced to the fellas that it was just 3 years ago, on the 24th, that I signed my retirement papers. Where did the time go? 3 years of retirement. And at one time, I thought maybe I wouldn't be able to stand it, but I sure do enjoy it. Gosh, how many more are left? I really don't know. But what fun it was that morning, spending an hour up there with the old, visited with each mail carrier, the men and the women both, to hear the same old voices I used to hear every morning and every day. What memories of those good old work days at the post office, among the people, really. Yeah, and here it is 3 years later. Gosh, May the 24th, 1977. Those 3 years went so fast. Boy, how I hope and pray. I shouldn't even say hope. Hope in itself shows a little sign of not sureness. It casts a little shadow of doubt when you hope. But I hope and I pray. Oh boy, that I can live on and on and on. Oh, eternal life must be something. I want to see it a fact. I assume it as a fact. So, why hope? But you got to hope anyhow, really. You know, another thing during this most beautiful month of May, I've always considered the most beautiful. Every morning on arising, when that sun comes up, I think of those people on the other side of the world who are now getting darkness. Just what they must be going through in their everyday life. And then at night, just before retiring, when we're getting the darkness, I often think of those people who are now getting the beautiful sunshine. All those people on the other side of the world. Just what they must be going through. What their thoughts. Oh, gosh. Isn't life wonderful? And what's next? Oh, now's Memorial Day coming up. A parade. Memories at the cemetery. And then the month of June. What does that bring? Oh, right off the go. June the 4th, my 45th class reunion. June the 7th, the old-timer baseball group gets together. Isn't that something? And life goes on and on. New actors arrive, and the old ones bow out. Something, isn't it? Hey, and right now, it's 7 p.m., May the 30th, 1977. I just come from out in my yard, the sun is shining, a beautiful day. And I just see my flag blowing in the breeze, attached onto my little house here at 830 High Street. And I thought, my God, how fortunate I am to be one that just hangs the flag out on certain days. One that's been fortunate enough, been through something. Oh, God, thanks that all I have to do